Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. As we shift gears into the second hour of the show, we are in travel mode, all things, well, mostly all things travel. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. one hour down, another hour to go.
One more to go.
Yeah. Our guests joined us in the first hour, artist Dusty Kinman and Diane Funk from the Indian Wells Arts Festival, which happens at the end of the month. And I'll be there broadcasting live, so I hope everybody comes over and joins us either Friday, Saturday. I'll be there on Sunday. All right. In this hour of the show, we are going to talk to some folks out at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. It's just been booming. It's their season as well out there. And the weather is just about the same as here. So when we had the beautiful, crazy skies and the winds and the scattered showers and whatnot, they had the same thing out there in the Borrego. If you could recall last year, they had that super bloom, which brought attention from all over the world. In fact, it's funny, you're in a town where 3,500 year-round residents, and they swell to having the streets back-to-back traffic. They never have that problem there, but they did during the super bloom. But it's really such a fun place to visit. So we're going to see what's happening out there at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. We're going to talk to the new chef out there. We love talking to chefs. And then we're going to talk to Kim Daniel. She's going to tell us about what's going on at the spa and some other things. So that's online for this hour of the show. We're going to talk some fashion news. So what's, did I say fashion? I don't think we're going to talk about fashion in this hour of the show. How about industry travel news?
I think you were just, the last commercial got you going.
I think, yeah, I was listening to it because that's happening this week. It starts this week, so my brain all of a sudden. We are presented by Renova Energy. Don't wait for the summer to install solar. Do it now. Call them because they're not going to harass or bug you. They'll let you call Renova Energy when you're ready to talk and when you have questions that you want to ask. So well, you do the asking.
I can attest to that because I did. I contacted them and they sent me some information, and he doesn't hound me at all. And it's like my favorite part of it is that he doesn't.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be, because as Vince even says, who is the founder, he says it's a huge decision.
It is.
And if someone's hounding you to do something,
it's going to pressure you into the decision.
Yeah.
It might not be the right one.
It might not be the right one for you. And they'll let you know. And I like this about Renova Energy is they will come to your house and they'll evaluate your roof and whatever the scenario is and say, might not be a good idea for you, or we could actually do more if you want this kind of coverage, or we could just do the bait, whatever.
Right.
They're going to give you options.
Yeah, he just calls. He's calls me every now and then. I think I'm on his calendar and he's like, just wanted to check in with you.
Good. That's perfect.
Yeah, no, it is. It's totally perfect.
Yeah, because now I'm getting in the habit of blocking numbers on my phone.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I'm telling you, I have hundreds of them blocked.
Yeah. I haven't got that far because at first I didn't know how to do it, which is so simple to do. But I finally figured it out because they would call and hang up.
I get recordings.
Yeah. Or the
I'll answer and they'll start to be, as soon as I hear a recording, I hang up and I block it.
Yeah. Well, you know, those recordings are that mass tell, and the first person that picks up will get normally the recording, the first couple, and the others get hung up on. But now I'm just, because I don't have time, I see a local number and all these numbers are local.
Yeah, they are. They're local cell phones.
Yeah.
The ones I get are.
Yep. And I think, oh, okay, I need a business call. And then they don't do it. Anyway. All right. We do have some prizes. In fact, if you want to call right now for a prize, you can. We have two tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival or two tickets to the ANA Inspiration Golf Tournament. The golf tournament, they are day passes, good for any one day. So they're not good for every day. They're only good for any one day. The Indian Wells Arts Festival tickets, if you go on Friday, they'll give you a comeback voucher. So you can go back on Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. That's pretty cool. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And you can pick either or if you would like one or the other. All right, just call and I'll mail them out to you. I'll mail either one out. It's 760-440-8255. You can take your pick. Yes, because the big women's golf tournament is coming here, the ANA Inspiration, will be at the end of the month as well. Lots of things still happening in the Coachella Valley all the way until, I don't know, 4th of July now.
Till forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the summers, I feel like, are getting a little more active.
Well, a lot of businesses realize that they can't just shut down in Arizona and all these places in the summer where it gets warm. You can't just shut it down. You have a lot of visitors from all over the world that want to see what the desert's like. They want to see, oh, is it really 110 degrees? Well, we'll show them. We're becoming year round. Maybe we'll take August off. I need 1 month anyway. All right. Traveling is hazardous in the Sierra Nevada snow. We're talking about heat, but right now, the late winter storms moving through California is piling up snow in the Sierra Nevada, making travel hazardous and raising avalanche danger. The National Weather Service says Heavenly and North Star ski resorts near Lake Tahoe reported 2 feet of snow within 24 hours. They say there's a high avalanche danger at all elevations in the Central Sierra backcountry. So be careful. They say despite potential problems, the storm is boosting the Sierra snowpack, which is a vital part of California's water supply, which is well below average again after those crazy storms we've had. You'd think our snowpack would be gigantic, but it is not. So, but just be careful when you're traveling up in the Sierra Nevadas. Check those reports and be careful. Okay, just use some common sense. Okay.
We do have winner, but he wasn't able to talk.
Okay. Well, I knew you were talking to somebody.
Yeah, I took all of his information, but he said he was with some people.
Oh, who is it?
He told me to tell you that he appreciates the program.
Okay, who? And who is this?
It is Neil from Palm Springs.
Oh, hi, Neil.
And he picked the Indian Wells Art Festival tickets.
Oh, okay. All right.
He said he wanted to go to both, but he made the decision for the Art Festival.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny because Jack says, make him talk. Make him get on, come talk to you on the phone. But we can't make everybody. I know a lot of you don't always want to talk on the phone. So with me on the air, it's okay. I understand that. But yeah, I enjoy talking to you, by the way. All right. Adult Customized Tours. I want you to know they have some day trips coming up. The Great March Day Excursion, High Desert Wonders, Saturday, March 31st. You're going to visit Pioneer Town, Alpaca Farm, lunch at Casa Del Monte and Joshua Tree National Park. That's $75. They have the Huntington Library and Gardens plus Treasures of the Norton Simon Museum on March 28th. These are day trips. Huntington Library is incredible. Norton Simon Museum is another great trip. This is $99. Mother's Day brunch. They're having a Mother's Day, which is May 13th. Lunch at Casa Del Monte, plus a matinee Broadway musical from a deluxe motor coach nearby Yucca Valley. We're going to have lunch overlooking, I don't know. It's going to be a great Mother's Day event. And that is, what is the price for that? That's only $89. So for more information, go to the Adult Customized Tours website, which is on Traveling with Francoise, or give them a call at 322-1247. Off the top of my head, all their information is on Traveling with Francoise. So I wanted to give you a heads up on those. If you're looking for day trips, I don't have time to plan all the trips that you all would like to go on. So call Adult Customized Tours. They do that. And they're international tours. In fact, I just posted some pictures of a gal with a lemur on her head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was in Madagascar. Well, Adult Customized Tours took a group to Madagascar. And this is something she always wanted to do, is see a lemur in person. Lemur, L-E-M-U-R. And it was sitting on her shoulder and then climbed on her head.
That's funny.
Yeah. And first she looked very scared. And then after that, she relaxed. And
you start to have fun. Yeah.
Then she was okay. Okay, on that note, let's see. Well, you know what I'll bring up? I was on TV on Saturday. Oh, sorry about that. I know. I don't know why.
That was only in here, but it was very loud.
It was very loud. Saturday, I was on KSQ, featured Tucson. The Tucson show should start airing this week, fingers crossed. I'll put out a big Facebook post, but I'm pretty sure Thursday you will see another new episode of Traveling with Francoise from Tucson, Arizona. All right, now play that music. On that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back for more travel industry news. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Okay, this segment of the show is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss. You can give them a call at 760-321-1111, and their spring and summer schedule is out, and all their classes are free. Now, we have two guests coming on today, so I just want to make sure I have time to talk about a few things One from Ava Marie Pilgrimage. They have their trip June 1st through 9th to Slovenia and Croatia, including the birthplace of First Lady Melania. This is a fabulous trip. They leave from Los Angeles, San Diego, or San Francisco. For more information, go to the website AveMariaPilgrimage.com. That's AveMariaPilgrimage.com. And their information is on the website. They have so many trips coming up. They have the Holy Land in April, Lourdes Fatima in May, Slovenia in June, the Holy Land again in July. They go to Italy. So definitely some fabulous trips right there with Ave Maria Pilgrimage. Again, take one of their trips and have a spiritual renewal, or just go and see something completely new and exciting. And if you like to stick around at home and you want a good excuse to go to the ocean over out to Dana Point, just go whale watching or sport fishing, or just go ride around on the boat. They do a great job. It's just a lot of fun. Just go to Dana Wharf whale watching. They have the sport fishing whale watching, and they do a fabulous job. They have different size boats. And that is danawharf.com. That information is on the website as well. So just want to make sure, in case I didn't have a chance with our guest, to get that information in there for you. All right. Well, the wait is over. Hotel Paseo opened. Yes. It's different.
I think I saw that on the news. That was on the news this week.
Yeah, right? It was. Frankly, I'm a little annoyed with them. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I went over there, talked to their marketing people, gave them my card. They're going to include me a travel show. Don't you think they
right.
would? Yeah, just, okay. All this nice, send me all these nice little emails from all this stuff. Then I see on the news that they have this ribbon cutting, and no one told me about it.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, so I asked them, and their reasoning was, well, we thought you were out of town, media person.
Oh, they didn't realize you were local or what?
No, it's kind of weird because they had business cards and all this stuff. So anyway. So I wasn't going to promote them. I know this all sounds trivial to everybody. It probably is very trivial to me, too. But I am going to talk about them anyway. They are open. They have 150 guest rooms, and their starting price is $299 a night. So if you are looking for someone who wants to be right on El Paseo, great location.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you just walk
out.
It's I think it's Larkspur.
Oh, okay.
I think it's right there. I think it's Larkspur, right across from, you know where Tommy Bahamas is?
Yes.
At the end down there, that end, this south end or east end of El Paseo.
Okay.
Yeah, the gardens on El Paseo.
Okay.
Right there. So it's right across the street. You can walk right across the street, go to Bialson's Jewelers.
There. Perfect.
Yeah, or go to Tommy Bahamas or whatever. Location is fantastic. You don't need to leave. You can walk down El Paseo. So they are now open. And again, it's called Hotel Paseo. And it's right now, guest rooms, $299. Well, I think that has to do with tennis tournament and fashion week.
Yeah, I'm sure that has a big part of it.
All that sort of stuff. So, also in industry news, air tickets rose. Air ticket sales rose 7.7% the year over year in February. The average U.S. round-trip ticket for February 2018 was $484, up $26 from January. The average ticket prices for February were down 1% year over year. So round-trip was up, one ticket was down. Chicago American Airlines reached a deal with O'Hare Expansion. The carrier is now on board with the city's plan for a $8.5 billion 8-year renovation and expansion of the airport. We don't even say million anymore.
No, it's gone straight to billion.
Yeah, it's gone straight to billion. Wow.
I've been there before. There's one I've been to.
Oh, really? Chicago O'Hare?
Yeah.
I have not.
I moved to Illinois for a while,
We
flew into Chicago.
Huh. Well, I know a lot of people from Chicago love it. They want to go back.
Oh, yeah. No, Chicago's very nice. I was there when it was very cold and when it was very hot, but it was nice besides that.
I don't see me in a nor'easter, though. Eastern? Nor'easter? Whatever. It's just
too cold.
Shoveling snow that's taller than me? I don't think that's going to happen. All right. Airlines are offering change fee waivers to travelers impacted by the most recent winter storm, which led to more than 1,700 flight cancellations on the East Coast. So there you go. If you had a flight cancellation, they are offering waivers. So hopefully you'll be getting one of those. Amon announces Los Cabos site for 2020 opening. The hotel will offer 20 bi-level pavilions on stilts, and each level will include floor-to-ceiling windows and a terrace sun deck. Some will feature cantilevered pools. Sounds spectacular.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah. till the tsunami comes along.
Yeah, I was just saying, there's times where it might be a little scary.
Oh, I'm just teasing, folks. You know, when you travel, you have to be adventurous. Mother Nature, we can't control her.
Well,
but
you just have to control when you go. I mean, you can control yeah. what time of the year you go.
But listen, these big companies like this, they scout these areas for years before they ever decide to put a hotel. So it's probably in one of those little enclaves that it's very protected.
It wasn't somebody just driving around. It's like, hey, that looks nice.
All right. Las Vegas Sands agrees to sell Sands Bethlehem Hotel Casino in Pennsylvania to the Porsche Band of Creek Indians of Alabama. The Las Vegas Sands estimated the transaction's enterprise value is about $1.3 billion. The tribe will rebrand the 302-room resort as Wind Creek Bethlehem. And you should see these photos. We're talking about some strange stuff. The first time I looked at it, I thought, and I said, Jack, come look at this. Come look at this. I thought they were putting a cruise ship together.
Oh, really?
But they were, because I didn't read. You're supposed to read what you're looking at, but I didn't. I got so excited. I said, they're putting cruise ship together in pieces of three now. But that's not what they were doing. What they were doing, though, it's incredible. You ought to look this up. Silver Seas Cruises began a two-month project to lengthen the Silver Spirit by cutting it down the middle. They cut it down the middle. They separated the ship, and they built an insert, a 49-foot section, which will increase the length of the ship to 691.3 feet.
Wow.
So they separate. You can see the ship is cut and pulled apart. Then they have this other piece that they're going to just already built, put right in the middle.
That sounds terrifying, honestly.
Is it? It's amazing. I think
they should have done it and then told people afterwards.
Then showed pictures.
Yeah, because I think people are going to get scared. They're going to be like, this ship was cut in half, and now I'm supposed to write it where now?
Yeah, are there seams? I'm sure it will be seamless, but you would, very interesting. They say the ship's capacity at double occupancy will be increased by roughly 12%, its dining capacity by 15%, and its outdoor seating capacity by 20%.
Wow.
Technology, just really fascinating. You wonder cost-wise, I guess it was less expensive.
It would have to be cheap,
to do this and build a new ship in today's economy. Anyway, all right, a new tour company based out of Los Angeles. Their buses, they're basically rolling hotels. We're going to have to talk to Steve over at Adult Customized Tours about this. They're equipped with 11 sleep pods, a bathroom and shower, flat screen TVs, Wi-Fi access, books, games, and a variety of food and snacks.
So it's nicer than some people's homes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I would think that only 11 people can go on this bus to have all that.
Right.
But really, if you were going cross country and wanted to go with a family and wanted somebody else to drive.
I like things like that.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
I don't like just the back seat staring out the window. I like looking out the window, but I like, I don't know, the whole motorhome thing is, I think, how I'll spend my elder years is just going to be driving around in a motorhome.
Okay.
Just need to buy a driver.
We'll see. Sean sitting on the corner with a little chair out there waving to people.
Well, I never leave my house, so if I just if I just make this my home, then I'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's just becoming more and more sophisticated. You have everything on it. All right, Disneyland. They are nixing free parking at Florida hotels. Really? Walt Disney World hotels will likely see a significant jump in parking revenue as Disney plans to add parking fees at its Florida hotels starting next week. They already start them in Anaheim. Self-parking will range from $13 to $24 a night, while valet parking will increase the cost from $25 to $33. So this is the hotels. A Disney spokesperson claimed the change aligns their hotels with standard practices for full-service hotels and domestic resorts. I hope they don't charge it to park at Disneyland. Do they charge to park at Disneyland now?
Probably they charge for everything.
Oh, jeez.
Like they're not making plenty.
But think, you add $24 a night onto your bill.
It's ridiculous.
Already with the resort fees?
Yeah.
And a lot of places that have limited parking do charge parking now in the Newport Beach area. They just do it. And I'll see people sometimes park around the corner on the street and walk to the hotel. But then you kind of wonder, well, you know, I want my car in a safe, secure parking structure, so.
Yeah, but that's what sucks, is they kind of do it because they know they can kind of force you into it.
Yeah, they can get away with it, so. All right. Delta Airlines is adding a new California connection from its hub at New York JFK. Flights between JFK and San Jose, California will launch June 8th, with Delta offering one daily round-trip flight on the 160-seat Boeing 737-800 aircraft. So, right, if you're flying out of San Jose, California, you'll have that for you. And United leads the list on all-time U.S. airlines. Yes, United Airlines jumped to the top spot in the latest government rankings on all-time performance, moving up from its fifth-place finish in the month prior. Number one is United. Number two is Delta. Number three, Alaska Airlines. Number four, Virgin America. Five, American Airlines. Wasn't it United that just had the problem with the...
Yeah, United had a tough week.
With the dogs and...
Yeah, multiple dogs.
How did the attendant not know there was a dog in the bag?
The whole thing seems weird.
So confusing.
And it sounds like a mistake that was backpedaled incorrectly that just kind of folded out of control.
Yeah. And then other people on the plane were saying, why didn't the owners just get the dog down?
Right.
After they took off.
That's what I would do. I would just take the dog out. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, after you take off, you can take things out of your overhead bin.
Right.
Why did they not just take it out of there?
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, boy, I'm combative today. What is wrong? I'm sorry. No, but I love what I do. And everyone knows it. Go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, to find out all our free contests and more. Everything. Television shows. All of it on travelingwithfrancoise.com. All right. Let's go to our happy place, which is Borrego Springs. When we come back, we're going to find out what's happening out there at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, talking to their new chef. We love talking to chefs and so much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Roach, your host. All right. This segment of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff. Well, that holds true for our homes, RVs, boats, and life in general. So where do you take those new or gently used items? You take them to Angel View. In fact, I just took a couple bags of clothes to Angel View. Your donation helps to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. For more info, visit angelview.org. Again, that's angelview.org. All right. And you can write your donations off as well. All right, at the ends of Borrego Desert State Park, they do have a lot of daily programs there and walks and hikes, and they have a wonderful visitor center. So you probably would like to check that out when you are over there in Borrego Springs. So they have the ends of Borrego Desert State Park, over 600,000 acres there. Beautiful, beautiful property. All right, as we're waiting for our callers to give us a call in, the chef, of course, he could be busy with Sunday brunch. That happens when you're at our very popular restaurant as Arches at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. But coming up, mark this on your calendar, April 21st is the first day of National Park Week. This is normally 118 of the 417 national parks charge an entrance fee. The other 299 national parks do not have entrance fees. Those fees are waived for fee-free days, but that does not cover amenity or user fees for activities such as camping, boat launches, transportation, and special tours. But if you get an annual $80 America the Beautiful National Parks and Federal Recreation Pass, that allows unlimited entrance to more than 2,000 federal recreation areas, including all national parks that charge an entrance fee. So again, mark that on your calendar, April 21st. All right, joining us on the line is Tim Simanek.
Simanek, yep.
Simanek, how are you? Hi, Tim.
How's it going today, guys?
I am fine, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad hanging out on this lovely day.
It is gorgeous. All right. Tell us about what's going on over at Arches Restaurant, one of my favorite places to eat in Borrego Springs. Of course, it's located right there at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa.
What we got going now? We got a new menu coming in development. We're going to more of a gastropubish kind of style. Excellent time here. Great food, great service. Excellent view with the golf. All kinds of sorts of stuff going on with that.
Tim, tell us now, for those who aren't really sure even what gastro pub style is.
It's more of, you say, a high-end bar, if you want to say bar and grill. So you take your nice little, you know, design of the bar, and you do some twisting with the bar. You do, like, lobster corn dogs, shishito peppers, and stuff like that. So it's not just your typical nachos, but you do a crazy take on nachos.
Oh, really? Would you say a lobster corn dog?
Lobster corn dog bites. That's the actually the corn dog bites that we won for the Taste of Borrego.
Oh, wow. Huh, I've never even heard of that.
Yep.
Well, it sounds fun. So now you are the executive chef there, and tell us a little bit about you.
So executive chef here, I went to Le Cordon Bleu, graduated about 10 years ago, worked for Charlie Palmer Steakhouse in Vegas, Taco Tequila in Vegas, worked under Gordon Ramsay a couple times, and Wolfgang Puck. Opened about 6 restaurants, all about the same kind of time, I just worked for somebody else. Restaurants, not in my name, but opened a couple restaurants in that way.
Oh, wow. Well, it's great to have you out there at Arches. And with us, folks, is Tim Simonek. He is the executive chef at Arches at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa in Borrego Springs. So now, new menu. Tell us, what is your, you probably have a signature dish. Tell us about that.
My signature dish are the lobster corn dog bites.
Oh, they are the lobster corn. Okay, yep. I can't wait to have one. I'm going to be out there, you know, in a couple weeks. So
they're actually whiskey battered lobster corn dogs.
Whiskey battered lobster corn. Yum. That's...
It's a long process, but we get into it and we do a sriracha dipping sauce with that.
Oh, yum. Okay, that sounds fantastic. Now, I know out at Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, they have weddings and they have the big golf tournaments. It is also a local's favorite. Now that you're out in that area, what are you finding that's a little bit different as far as where you get your produce and stuff? Because it's a little bit different being out in Borrego Springs.
Oh, we get our produce the same place. We get it from our local vendors. Sysco is one of our biggest reps in the food providers. They just come out once a week or twice a week. It's not like a daily thing for us, so we kind of got to monitor it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But everything works out good here. I know it's a little remote area, but we have fun while we're doing it, too.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, and enjoying some good food at the same time. Now, wine pairings, do you have a lot of that going on, or do you mix it up with beer pairings hard drink pairings? I don't know.
We
I
actually
think you
do a
do
lot
anything.
Of beer pairings and wine pairings. We're actually having a Cicerone come out to teach my staff how to proper do the techniques of beer and tastings and sampling and the proper pouring. And we also do a little bit of wine pairing too. But we're going to that route. Maybe we do a little bit more beer pairing these days because I think that's what's most trending.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And they have a full selection out there, a full service bar. Now, golfers, what are you fixing that the golfers are really enjoying now?
The golfers are really enjoying our signature burger. They really enjoy our burger. We do nice caramelized onions, bacon, maple bacon, caramelized onions with a nice aioli on it. But they enjoy our burger here.
Okay. And see, my mouth is watering, by the way. I can picture all this food in my head. And, of course, we have Easter Sunday coming up, and then there's Mother's Day, Father's Day, all these special events. What do you normally do, or what do you have planned now, Chef, since this is your baby? What do you have planned on the holidays, such as Easter, Mother's Day, and Father's Day, and whatnot?
Mother's Day, we're probably doing a nice station buffet, so a 6-station buffet, like a tour around the world kind of buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Easter, right now, we have a special menu. We're going to do a little bit of, like, 3 little pig burger. With Gouda cheese, Kobe beef, bacon, ham, and a fried egg. And then we're doing a smoked pork benedict with a jalapeno hollandaise on there with a poached egg. And then for all the other events we're doing, probably going to go into maybe try to do a buffet, like a round-the-world tour buffet.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, it sounds fantastic. So what inspires you? Is it the meat dishes or the vegetable dishes? When you think of things that get your creative juices flowing, what's the first angle you go to?
More of the meat side dishes. I'm a meat and potato kind of person, so mm-hmm. I do more of the meat side. That's what infuses me a lot. But basically, the guests that come into the restaurant, they encourage me to do different things all the time. So I like to please our guests that come in the restaurant. So if somebody comes in and asks me, I want to do this, I'll try to make it happen for them.
Oh, that's great. And, of course, Arches is open daily, correct?
Open daily, 7 a.m., and we close at 9 p.m. every day.
All right, and that means breakfast. You have a great breakfast over there. Tell us a little bit about your breakfast menu.
Well, our breakfast menu is a typical breakfast menu. We have the light Arches. We got our crispy
pancakes.
Our light Arches crispy, and we got some pancakes that's going on, some French toast. But it's a typical breakfast menu, and it's very light, very fresh, if you want to say.
All right. Well, it all sounds delicious. Welcome to the Borrego Springs family. I've been going out to the resort for a long time, probably 10 years or so. So I can't wait to come out and try your signature. I can't wait to come out and try everything, Tim.
No, perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I know you have a busy day. It's Sunday, always busy on Sundays. And again, good job and welcome to the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa.
Appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim. All right. Okay, there you go. That was Executive Chef Tim Semenek, and he is with Arches at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. And chefs just have a great way of talking about food. I have to learn to use all these different kind of the different words that they use to describe food. I need to start writing them all down, incorporating those into my lingo, because they just make food sound great. So, Sean, all those dishes, what kind of perked your...
I don't know, because like you said, every time he said something, it was like, oh, that sounds really good. And then he'd say something else, and it was like, that sounds really good, too.
Yeah. I mean, he talked about a jalapeno.
You know what? That burger sounded really good, sounded like a lot.
It did sound like.
It sounded like a lot was on there. He said, what was it, the three pigs, the three pig burger?
Yeah. I didn't even get all the names. I'm kind of fixated on the lobster corn dog.
That was, yeah. You did the same thing I did when you said. Did you say lobster corn?
Yeah, I can't get that.
That sounds really good.
Out of my head. Well, I'm going to Borrego Springs in a couple of weeks to film the new episode of the show, and I have to go over there. My place to go, the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. I have to have a lobster corn dog. But Chef sounds. He's a guy on the move there.
Yeah, he was when I called. They were like, well, let me see if he's in his office.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on. He has a lot of ideas rolling around that head of his. So lots of fun stuff happening at Arches right there on property at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Sean and I have been talking food, all about all the foods. We heard from Chef Tim over there at Arches at Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. So now we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk to Kim Daniel, and she has been with the Borrego Springs for so many years. Hi, Kim.
Hi, my friend. How are you, Francoise?
I am fine, thank you. So Chef Tim has our mouths watering over here.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Well, now let's
great things happening.
Yeah, I can't wait to taste. You know what we're fixated on is his lobster corn dogs.
Oh yeah.
Have you had one?
The menu that he's come up with is just something that we've definitely not had before. It's definitely not something that Borrego offers as a whole. So it's exciting stuff.
Oh, well, that makes it even better, because they're going to be specialty items over there at Arches. All right, Kim, let's talk a little bit about, a lot of people don't realize until they get out there, even though I say it over and over and over, Borrego Springs Golf Resort, you have the fabulous golf course, but you also have the spa. Tell us a little bit about the spa.
Our spa, our spa opened up 2008. The last phase of the resort to open up. It is such you walk in and you just don't feel like you're anywhere else. Borrego Springs is such a tranquil place anyway, but when you walk into the facility, it's just so serene. You're just instantly calm. And then there's the pool that's there at the spa with the private cabanas and, we have our mani-pedi room. We have French doors that opens up onto the pool, and you can see the Borrego sky, and it's so beautiful. Our duet room where couples can go in and have treatments, and the estheticians room, even the ladies room, the men's room. They're just wonderful with the steam options and the showers, and it's just from walking in, just walking into there just makes you feel calm and serene, and you can just really spend days there.
Yeah, I've had several spa treatments there, and I just want to go outside and then hope it gets dark quick so I can lay there and look at the stars because it's so beautiful.
Exactly, and have Tim make you up some of his famous corn dogs and just make it a day.
All right, and Kim, tell us on property the amenities. How many pools do you have? Tell us a little bit what visitors can do. I know there's bicycles, so give everyone an idea when they go to the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa that there is, if they feel like doing it, there's plenty to do, or they can just relax in their balcony right out of their room door.
You sure can. We do have two swimming pools, one located over at the hotel in the main complex there. There is a hot tub as well that is separate. We do have a state-of-the-art fitness facility. The spa, of course, has its swimming pool. We have six tennis courts, which are lighted, so you can play at night. So during the summer, you can go out for a night game, and it's just wonderful. We have our 18-hole championship golf course, of course, and we have a 25-station driving range, grass driving range. So plenty of space there. We do have our putting green, a short game. There's lots to do out there besides just going out and playing a full round of golf.
Mm-hmm.
We have our bicycles for use, for our guests. You can take those out for a day. And then, there's just plenty of hiking and walking, and we have a lot of birders that come out. And then, of course, our stargazers, because Borrego Springs is a designated dark sky community. So there is plenty to do just coming to the resort, and that's not even to mention all of the activities that are that surround us here in the community itself and the Anza Borrego Desert State Park.
Well, and you also have, not that I'm encouraging people to want to work when you're out in Borrego Springs, because it's so beautiful, and when you're at the resort, you're going to want to do some other more fun things. But you do have your conference center, you have your banquet facilities, a great destination for weddings as well. You have the lawn area, and it is spectacular out there. How many rooms, again, at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort?
We have 100 guest rooms, all of which include a private terrace. So you do have your with outdoor seating, and it's a large terrace. It's not a space just for one. There's a small table out there and a couple of chairs, and you can sit and look at the beautiful Santa Rosa Mountains around us. The golf course. We have views of the pool, which is spectacular too. It's just. The rooms are very well appointed. There's a refrigerator. We do have flat screen televisions in all of the rooms. We have these wonderful guest robes that we put in each room that are wildly popular. There's just so much there. We do have of course Wi-Fi if you do need to get on and do some work while you're out. Tons to do.
Very strong Wi-Fi and so comfy beds too. Love your beds out there and sheets. My
favorite.
They are.
It's like sleeping on a cloud, they are.
Exactly. Well, Kim, a lot happening. I always encourage people to go out. In fact, last time when I was in Borrego Springs, I was at the Welcome Center, and there was some folks that were in there looking around that were staying out at the resort. I was talking to them. Their first time to Borrego Springs, they just loved it. They were going to come back. It's funny how we're getting more and more of the Coachella Valleyans out there to the area that's only 90 minutes away.
Exactly. Yes. Definitely. It is, of course, we're all in the same desert, but it is, it's a different experience coming out, no stoplights or, we don't have any McDonald's or anything like that, but it's like walking, back in time and just kind of unplugging, and that's what we do, and that's what we shoot for, is these people that come out for the first time and fall in love with the entire Borrego Springs experience.
You really go out and you experience a vacation. You have all the technology you need. It's all right there. But you find yourself unplugging from it and getting out, enjoying nature, enjoying being spoiled, having some great food, and just really having a true vacation. Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank your chef as well, Tim Simonek, for joining us. Always a great place. And I will see you out there in just a week or so.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you, Francois.
All right, Kim. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
And folks, you can go to the website, BoragoSpringsResort.com. That is BoragoSpringsResort.com. And there you go. You can make your reservations and anytime all year long and go for it. They have a lot of movies that get shot out there. They get a lot of model shoots for print magazines and online magazines. Very, very popular. It's one of those places when you think you get there, and I'm being really honest, you get there and you say, okay, now what? You know how sometimes you get somewhere and it's not a big theme park or attraction, because you already have your plans that you're going to go to the theme park this
right.
day, you're going to go here, you're going to go there, or you're going to go, you have these different museums all set up. But then, after you talk to some people, go to the Welcome Center, right there by Christmas Circle, right downtown, then you start realizing, well, wait a minute, I can do this. I can go to the Anza State Park. I want to go look at the sculptures. I want to do some biking. I want to do some shopping. Go to the theater. They have some great restaurants there.
There's plenty to do.
There is plenty to do. And next thing you know, your weekend or week's over with, and you said, what happened?
Well, you just add a couple days to it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And, of course, you don't want to miss the stars at night. They are spectacular because the whole community has this low-light system. All the lights have been switched out. Even homeowners, everyone. It has to be a concerted effort by everyone that all the lights are switched out so it's low lit.
Right. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, which is interesting. In fact, I shouldn't even be giving this away, but I plan to end the television episode about Borrego Springs at night.
Right.
And I've never done this before. At night with the city lights behind me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so people can see.
That's what I want to see. I want to see it at night.
Yeah, this will be different. Cameraman Steve saying, what, Francois? What do you want to do now? I just have this because it's so beautiful and so spectacular at night. You look up and you see all these stars. Do you ever go outside right now at home and wherever you are at home, do you ever look up and you see just a few bright stars?
Yep.
And that's about it. And we're getting used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when you get somewhere such as Borrego Springs and the Borrego Springs Resort there, and you walk outside and you look up and there's so many stars that we forget are even up there.
Yeah. No, yeah. I it was the same thing when I came here because I came from a bigger city. So, even when I came out here, it was like there's a lot more stars out here. And I really enjoy, because I've been camping before and seeing like a really – I don't want to say bright sky, but you know what I mean? Where you can see a lot of it. And it's crazy to look at. I don't know. It's very strange. It's a strange feeling.
It brings you back to reality.
Yeah.
When you see what's really out there. And falling stars, we don't notice them here.
Right.
Because there are bright skies.
You can't see it.
You can't see them. But out there, all of a sudden you see something streaking across the sky and you glance over and it's a shooting star.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is really something. So there you go, folks. Don't make your plans. It's only 90 minutes away. Really easy drive here from the Coachella Valley, Arizona. You can cut through. You can wind your way over there through Brawley and whatnot. It's to go to Borrego Springs. Go to Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. You will not be sorry. You'll have a great time. Okay, well, that pretty much wraps it up. I did not give those tickets away because I didn't have time to offer them up for the A&A Inspiration, but you can go to the website Traveling with Francois and I'll put a couple up there. I'll do it on the Facebook page or somewhere. We'll have a pop-up contest for him. Maybe I'll just do it that way. Next week on the show, we're going to find out about Craft Restaurant. It's new here in the Valley. We're going to talk about the Indian Wells Music Festival. And then Lee Goodsell joins us to talk about her amazing trip to Egypt. I can't wait to hear about that. Some of the photographs that she took over there, quite breathtaking. So we'll have some fun with that. Everyone have a wonderful week. Enjoy whatever you're watching, golf, tennis, the rest of the day. Go outdoors, El Paseo Fashion Week. Enjoy it all right here in the Coachella Valley and beyond. Our Arizona friends all the way across the United States. Everyone have a great one. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.